our roots. We lived in two worlds, but I preferred Juarez. At first, strangers stared at Mama, thinking she was white. But once she opened her mouth, they knew instantly she was one of them. There was a strange humming, like an ancient song, that rose from the dirty sidewalk, walking us to our true home. Juarez was vibrant, alive and busy. People alive and busy, working, selling, or making something. Even little children danced or sang for you, while shyly putting out their dirty little hands, hoping for a centavo or two. Colorful papel picado hung from most storefronts, but I thought they were hung to welcome us home. Many of Mama's relatives owned stores, so upon our arrival, my primo stayed close to me and my brothers, knowing well that when we entered our family stores, all of us would receive free candy. There were cousins who were so thrilled to have us visit, they dressed up in their Sunday best. Here, the primos from the other side wore shorts, while they wore party dresses and gloves. Mama always said, "You come from strong, hardworking, proud people who fear nothing. Just move forward to survive in this world." Decades later, found me in that El Paso Walmart, watching mi gente crossing the bridge with their entire familias ready to proudly purchase school clothes, supplies, groceries, and more. Mexican people love to send their children to school well-scrubbed, hair neatly combed, bellies filled with food, and that desire to learn everything and respecting adults. I still feel that orgullo, pride of my beautiful gente, shopping with their entire familias, including grandmas, aunties, and cousins. I think of all the times I go shopping at Walmart alone. A week later, I was home watching the news of that Walmart terrorist mass shooting, a hate crime committed against the most beautiful, hardworking, kind, loving people who know only how to live peacefully, who cherish life. Maybe if you, Patrick, Crucius, had got to know them, they would have welcomed you into their homes, their hearts. They would have made you part of their familia, fed you food fit for a king. But you chose your path, and now you will be surrounded by a sea of brown brothers in the prison they sent you to. They will not welcome or treat you kindly. You will always live in fear.